Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Welcome on in, everybody, to another edition of the Porpoise Pod. Brendan Tobin here alongside my co-host, Alejandro Solana. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. You look tan.
Dude, I am tan. I am daiquiri filled. It was a delightful vacation, and it's good to be back.
Let's go, baby. I love it. I don't get tan. I just get pink. Like, I burn. That's it.
Dude, I get, you know what's crazy? It was like, I go out there, the first day is not very warm. It was pretty like brisk and windy, and you know, like it was one of those, but it was sunny, and I got like just deceitfully burned that day, like on my forehead. It just really got to me. And I had like the Joe Zagacki, sunglass tan line, just bad, bad when I got back. But thankfully I've had some time to even out a little bit. In the days following, but yeah, man, it's good to be back, and a good day to be back, as you know, we've been celebrating a lot of college basketball down in South Florida, rightfully so, the absolute capital of all things hoops. But today was an interesting day as the owners meetings have gotten underway, and Mike McDaniel holding court. You know, I've decided, Solana, I don't want Mike McDaniel to have a podium anymore. I want him to just be spitballing at a table. Give him one microphone and just let him go, dude. This guy was waxing poetic today.
There was something about him just being surrounded by reporters, but he's at the center of it. You know, it's like he's holding court. It reminds me, I mean, this is such a weird reference coming from me, but like those fireside chats back in like the 1940s during the World War, when FDR, again, not that I was around and not that I should even know about it being a millennial, but that's what I imagine FDR was doing. Just like all his, you know, his team around him, he's just sitting down holding court and he's like, hey, listen to this. By the way, no way FDR was looking as swaggy ever as McDaniel did today. What do you think about, for those who didn't see McDaniel, he's rocking like a blazer, but the blazer, the sleeves are like a sports sleeve almost, where he can roll it up. I don't know how to describe it.
He's a big past the elbow type of guy. That's where he likes it. You know, nothing, you know, he doesn't have anything in the buys showing. He just likes a little bit past the forearm, but let it breathe. Let it breathe. That's his look. That's what he's got going on usually.
I loved it, man. I'm 100% with you. Get rid of the stupid podium. Just have him sit down on like a bench, preferably like a picnic table. And just have him kick back and just start delivering whatever it is he wants to deliver.
It was great. All right. So the biggest news of the day was Lamar Jackson, which is always a topic of interest for South Florida because Lamar's from down here. It would quite obviously please a lot of people when Lamar Jackson came down to play the Dolphins when the season wasn't going very good. And the Dolphins were losing a lot of games. They refer to him as the homecoming king. Lamar Jackson's beloved down here. He is. And there are people, I would say a pretty vocal minority that would be very into having Lamar Jackson on the Dolphins. But the Dolphins have, at every turn, quite publicly said, Tua is our starting quarterback going forward. We're invested in him. I believe Mike McDaniel today used the word elite distributor, I believe was how he described Tua. And then really went on the record with a couple of their beat reporters later on today about the pursuit of Lamar Jackson. And just basically quadrupled down on the idea of the team being in on Tua, that actions spoke louder than words, that they took up the fifth-year option. That was kind of their signal, if they didn't signal it enough, that Tua is their starting QB. But what did you make of Mike McDaniel just putting it all out there that the Dolphins are out on Lamar Jackson, which is what a lot of teams are doing publicly with Lamar. And I feel bad for Lamar because I do think he deserves a big contract. But the Dolphins are in a bit of a different situation. You know, Tua was a quarterback rating leader last year, was an alternate Pro Bowler. Obviously has his health questions, but is not like in the situation of some of these other weird teams that aren't in a Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and he was an alternate Pro Bowler because of the amount of games he missed. Had he not, and I know that's the question. I know, I get it. I understand the dilemma surrounding Tua is availability and durability. I get it. But I like this approach. Tobin, I'd rather the Dolphins just commit to Tua as they've done, and I'd rather them just come out and say how they're saying at every turn, this is our guy. Like, not if they were in the Lamar sweepstakes, you know, I understand that it's a very interesting dynamic that he brings. I understand it's a very interesting type of acquisition that they could go out and make, because Tobin, I mean, I think you'd agree with me. If the Dolphins today had Lamar Jackson, they're probably one of the Super Bowl favorites. Like, I think that's how much Vegas and even those outside of South Florida, that's how much they value Lamar Jackson. They believe he's a better quarterback than Tua. But with that being said, I like the Dolphins sticking with Tua. You and me are Tua guys. So, yeah. I mean, I guess.
You know what's funny, though, man? Part of me feels like if they did get Lamar Jackson, I feel like they wouldn't be Super Bowl favorites. And you want to know what's going to piss me off? If he goes to the Patriots, I feel like they're going to treat him like they are Super Bowl favorites, which they won't be. And I find that to be very annoying, because the Dolphins do have a good quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson's great. I think he's an A-plus dude. He's obviously super talented. Also has his own durability concerns, by the way.
He does.
But I don't feel like they would be penciled into Super Bowl favorites if they got Lamar Jackson. I feel like they still would pick the Bills. And I feel like if Lamar Jackson goes to the Patriots, they're going to treat it like they got the reincarnation of Tom Brady, which annoys the hell out of me.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think so. I see what you're doing there, but if he goes to the Patriots, you're right. Like, Dolphins immediately drop to last in the AFC East in terms of odds, and like, everybody now is idolizing Lamar Jackson. Oh, you pair Lamar with Bill Belichick, the opportunities are endless. Like, that's endless. Definitely how it would go.
It's definitely one of those things. Like, they're always getting, I get why he gets the respect. He's, you know, the second greatest coach of all time next to Don Shula, but it's still, you know, he ain't got his fastball anymore. Come on.
And never forget it, by the way. Don Shula, numero uno.
One. Didn't cheat.
I like what the Dolphins are doing. Every opportunity they get, Tua's our guy. They've shown it where it counts, which is the fifth-year option, and they're committing to him. And I prefer that than having an offseason right now, because the Dolphins wouldn't have been able to trade for Lamar until after the draft anyways. I prefer that and just going all in right now on the guy that you currently have, the guy that showed you that he's more than capable of you know, having winning football, producing winning football when healthy, than 3 months of, well, Tua, you know, we're sticking with him, but we're open to every option available. And then the day after the draft, you're trading for Lamar Jackson. And like, I didn't want any part of that at all. And I didn't want any part of the amount of money Lamar's going to get, the amount of draft capital you have to give up for Lamar Jackson. So I guess where we differ is I think they would be one of the Super Bowl favorites, certainly more so than with Tua right now. But again, I like what the Dolphins are doing.
Mike McDaniel said on the fifth-year option today with Tua, he said, I hadn't really paid attention to the fifth-year option timeline. It was more like, all right, you know what? especially the members of the media, the South Florida need to know this. We need to tell them when the fifth year option is. Once we knew, we knew. We didn't have to play unnecessary poker face for no reason. We knew once we did our due diligence in the process, it made a ton of sense for us. So we wanted to communicate that and get it done and move forward with our lives. So they wanted it, like, look, and it honestly also took a twist today because new Dolphin safety, Deshaun Elliott, it really got himself a full heap of Dolphins Twitter today. Because, and I actually didn't know this with Deshaun. I didn't know that he played with the Ravens. I knew him coming over from the Lions. Sorry if I don't know every safety in the league.
Oh, did he play with the, I didn't even know that.
Play with Lamar for multiple years.
Gotcha.
So he tweets out after Lamar has his letter today, where Lamar Jackson officially requested or revealed to the world that he had requested a trade weeks ago from the Ravens, which, by the way, a hilarious troll job by Lamar doing that right as John Harbaugh is speaking to the media. Just unbelievable. Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss.
Unbelievable timing by Lamar.
Well done by him. And by the way, I think a smart thing by Lamar Jackson, who's trying to get the ball rolling on this, because you want to know something? Every year we have something out of these owner meetings where these owners get snippy with each other and give double middle fingers to each other. So he has all the rich there together. And, you know, someone's going to say something and then someone's going to go trade for Lamar Jackson, give him a bunch of guaranteed money. Well played by Lamar. Very smart. But anyway, Deshaun Elliott gets on social media and he posts basically something like hashtag come to the Dolphins. And everybody's like, whoa, hey, hey, man, they have a quarterback. They have a QB. And I remember this was happening as our show was going on, Solana. We're watching this, and I'm literally saying, I'm like, how long before you think he deletes that tweet? How long before you think that thing is taken off? And not, I don't even think a full 10 minutes goes by. And all of a sudden, he's just like, relax, it's just Twitter. And he did delete the tweet. But yeah, that guy got a full helping of Tua on today.
What, well, how are we handling this? Like, are we giving him a pass? Are we doing the, he was just BSing on Twitter? Like, I don't know how I feel about this.
I think he's handling it hilariously. So I am going to give Deshaun Elliott a pass. Look, there's a couple things that factor into this. One, he's been a Dolphin for 3 seconds. He's literally never put on the uniform. Two, he is friends. He is former teammates with Lamar Jackson, I assume friends. And he's never played with Tua. I assume, you know, when he comes down here and plays with Tua, he's gonna love Tua. I bet Tua probably sends him an edible arrangement, probably laughs about it with him right away. You want, listen, don't forget about Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle praised Mac Jones over Tua. And how did that go over? Jalen Waddle and Tua, best of friends. You know, his safety blanket. He loves him. So I'll give it to Deshaun Elliott a pass, but it was funny. I'm just like, man, really? Like, not even the own players are stirring the pot with this Lamar Jackson. We just want to get away as far from it as possible. I think we just got to learn to live with normal, dude. The Dolphins fan has to accept some normalcy, some consistency this offseason. No Tom Brady rumors, no lawsuits. Just your team is trying to get better, and like Mike McDaniel said, let's try and improve. Let's move on from just making the playoffs. And I don't think we know how to deal with it.
Wasn't there also another Tom Brady rumor like yesterday or today?
Oh my God, dude! I walked in today to the studio, and like they're talking about Tom Brady back to Miami because one of the McCourty twins, I think Devin, went on Chris Long's show. I was like, I can see it. It's just like, hey, guess what? Every Patriot who gets to say, I could see it, we don't have to make it a story, all right? For every Zolak or Brewski or McCourty or Gronkowski or whoever the hell wants to come on here who wear a Patriots, I could see Tom. Hey, you're not original. Can we move on? Let me know when O.J. McDuffie says something, I'll bat an eye at it, okay? When Ricky Williams says, I could see it, I'll bat JT or Zach Thomas. But if you tell me one more former Patriot says, I could see Tom Brady coming, shut up.
I don't know. I don't think I'm ready just yet to give Deshaun Elliott a pass. Bro, anybody who's played in the NFL, anybody who's played in the NFL over the past two seasons, anybody who's familiar or just follows the NFL is pretty in the know about how polarizing Tua Tagovailoa is in Miami. I don't care if you're a player and you don't follow the league because you just take care of your own business and you go home. Like, if that's your excuse, fine. But, bro, you're telling me you literally sign with the Dolphins and less than a month later, you're talking about another quarterback who is also very polarizing down here. You're calling for him to come. Bro, he's your former teammate. He's not your former teammate. All I know, Tobin, is Tua lit up the Lions last year in Detroit. Yeah. And now this guy is in Miami for 2 minutes and he's talking about bring Lamar Jackson to Miami. I don't know, man. Like, I'm hoping Tuanon doesn't forget this. That's all I'm saying. I'm hoping Tuanon doesn't forget it. Because the second this guy, we get a video of Tyreek or Waddle burning him in practice for a touchdown, I want that bitch to go viral.
Wow. Viral. I mean, like, look, I don't want him to be the next Vince Beagle who's out here, you know, trying to get his like, Javon Holland did say, he was, like, laughing at it. And Deshaun Elliott said, bro, it wasn't even that serious. And Holland responds with a bunch of laughing emojis and says, nah, fam. Nah, fans be blowing bleep up. It's never been serious.
Oh, come on. Come on, Javon. Don't do that. Don't do that, Javon. This isn't him, you know, talking about bringing in another tight end or bring back Mike Gesicki. Like, this is the argument of all arguments that we've been having for four seasons and will continue to have in Miami. And he came in here for a week and he's stirring the pot already with Lamar Jackson.
You got to earn your Twitter stripes.
I'm just saying, man, like, how could you? I'm obviously being a little overdramatic, but how could you be so oblivious?
I get it. But I think I do think it's one of these things. Like, I don't think you know till you know. Like, this guy's sitting here and he's trying to, like, live life with Man Campbell as his coach. You know, like, I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows what Tuanon is. I think he's just like, you know, he's like, oh, my friend is really good. My friend, I would like to play with my former teammate again. He was really good. Maybe he thinks he's better than Tua. I don't know.
Okay, and, but here's my thing. No joke. Let's say Deshaun Elliott signed with the Bills. That's all I'm saying. He signed with the Bills. Does he tweet the same thing?
Probably not.
That's my issue. Like, if he signs with, I guess Green Bay isn't a good example.
Cincinnati.
If he signs with the Chiefs, is he saying the same thing?
No,
right? So that's my problem with it, where it's like, okay, I mean, he's kind of throwing a diss to Tua because, you know, he wouldn't tweet that if Josh Allen was his new quarterback.
He
wouldn't tweet that if Patrick Mahomes is his new quarterback. If Joe Burrow, as you'd say, is his new quarterback. Why? Because he knows those guys are the best quarterbacks in the league. He can't throw a slight at them a week into being on the organization. But he's comfortable doing it when Tua is his quarterback. I don't know, man. Like, get your head in the damn game. You know what I mean? Like,
I hope
what's going on.
I hope he's a lot clearer with Fangs' game plan than he is with his Twitter game.
I hope so. He's probably going to be really good too, man. Like,
did you hear when Mike McDaniel just out of nowhere just says, "I don't know where everybody found out that Fangs is grumpy." I was like, what a strange thing to reveal. He goes, I don't know where everybody got this rumor was that Fangs is a grump. He's a delight. I was like, well, you guys haven't played games yet. I mean, he may be very surly. Fangs does strike me as somebody who's going to wear losses badly.
Well, I want him to be that guy. Like, I want him to be a grump, you know, because we need the yin and the yang. We have the quirky, funny, always trying to make a joke head coach, which I love. I want the grump in the building who, you know, is waking up at 7 a.m. He's just pissed that he's got to go in after a loss and he just wants to study film. And he's looking at McDaniel, who's talking about some philosopher who he read up on last night. And he's like, I don't need that BS right now. Like, let's study film, McCoachin.
Bear down. We'll take a quick break here on the Porpoise Pod. Get some more of McCoachin's comments. We'll swim on after this. Swimming on here as the Porpoise Pod continues. Miami Dolphins back in the news as the owners' meeting's going on right now in Arizona. Mike McDaniel holding court today, as many coaches did. A lot of them speaking to the media. We'll get some new rules this week, Solana. A lot of people think some wheeling and dealing's going to happen on between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Let me ask you this. There does seem to be, speaking about Lamar last segment, but there does seem to be some Patriots, Lamar Jackson fodder that's out there. I think Meek Mill told Robert Kraft that Lamar Jackson wants to come to the Patriots.
What a storyline.
Hell of a storyline for sure. what do you think is, like, do you buy any of this that the Patriots could be in on Lamar Jackson? Because I tell you what, this Bill Belichick seems to hate Mac Jones's guts. It's a very Flores Tua-ish relationship, it feels like, between Mac Jones and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones didn't give any indication that he genuine indication that he loves being a New England Patriot, right? Like, you could sense every time that they were down in the game, what was the clip where he's yelling, like, enough with the checkdowns, let's throw the damn ball. You get that sense that he was frustrated with the situation. Bro, it reminds me of, not that Tannehill reacted that way, but it reminds me of how the Dolphins handled Ryan Tannehill, right? They thought he was extremely limited. They thought they needed to coach around him and just ensure he wouldn't make mistakes. And that seems to be, I'm not watching every Patriots game. You know, we play them twice
a
year.
Why would you want to watch Mac Jones?
The biggest loser team in the NFL right now. But that seems to be the way that they're handling him, which is we'll win in spite of him. And bro, if you told me the Patriots went out and landed one of the premier targets in free agency any year, I wouldn't put it past them, just because Bill Belichick wants to win. You know, like,
yeah, for sure.
He wants that record. He's tired of losing. He's used to winning.
It doesn't feel very Patriots, though. Like, they do that, but typically, like, they are usually bargain hunters. Like, that's, yeah. I know they spent a lot of free agency last year, but, like, I'm talking about, like, legitimate star splashes, like getting Tyreek Hill, getting Devonta Adams. Like, the last thing we can remember is getting Randy Moss. And even he was kind of on a make good because of what was going on in Oakland.
Right.
So for Bill Belichick to actually, like, take a home run cut like this, I would be surprised. I would be, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you told me, which makes me more nervous, Lamar on the Patriots or Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, I'll tell you it's Lamar on the Patriots. I'm not going to lie. Like, that to me is a much more interesting hurdle than a downsliding Aaron Rodgers adding to the Jets, even if you think the Jets have a little bit better of a roster. That to me is a crazy wild card. It's not like the Patriots. Mac Jones sucked, but it's not like the Patriots were awful last year.
No, their defense was good. Like, go look at the last game. What was that? New Year's Day or whatever it was in New England. Like, their defense took it to the Dolphins, and I know it wasn't Tua starting, but still, like, couldn't move the ball.
Yep.
Throw the pick six that ended the game. Oof. No, I'm with you, man. Like, I'm 100% with you, but it's easier to be the team that was always bargain hunting when you had that stability of Tom Brady. You know, like, they've tried the Mac Jones thing now for, what, 2 years? This will be his third season. And maybe Belichick just knows what the ceiling is, and he goes in a different direction, which is, we could have Lamar Jackson, and I can maximize Lamar Jackson down here. So, like, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm with you, though. This isn't the Patriot way or whatever, but that doesn't, to me, it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have
Tom Brady was the Patriot way.
Yeah, it was Tom Brady. Everything else made sense because you had Tom Brady. It didn't matter. You're going to be in the playoff hunt every year, and once you're in the playoffs with Tom Brady, it didn't matter. They don't have that anymore. They don't have that backbone anymore.
Did you see that? By the way, speaking of the Patriots, did you see that Mike McDaniel said of Mike Gesicki going to the Patriots? He said that they're getting a player with a chip on his shoulder. Wait, what the hell was that?
So good.
Just didn't like Mike Gesicki, huh? Hey, that happens. Like, some players and some coaches, they just don't vibe. And
but what do you think really went on there? Like, you think McDaniel sat with him and explained to him, hey, you got to learn how to block, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you got to. And Gesicki was like, bleep you. I don't block.
I don't think he was like bleep you. I think he's like, I know what an elite tight end is, and you're not that. I don't think that. I think you think that you're Kittle, and I think that you're not. And so, I think that's all it is. I think he's just not that impressed with him as a player. Look, he signed a 1 year incentive based deal with the Patriots. It's not like the rest of the league thought that the Dolphins were blowing this. He clearly has to get better in some areas as a player, but I thought that was such a thing. He's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. Jeez. Tell us how you really feel without telling us how you feel, Mike McDaniel. It was something. But he did have this interesting thing to say, and I'm curious what you think about this, because this kind of gave me the goosies, I'm not going to lie. So he had this talk. He was discussing somebody asked about the division and how good the division will seemingly get with Aaron Rodgers, right? And he was going on this whole thing about like, well, yeah, you having a tough division is, you know, can be a hindrance, but also if you really are serious about winning, that, you know, this can get you ready for the games that matter. And he goes, we lived it once and one time was enough. Getting to the playoffs is cool. We're over that. You want to win. So playing good teams in the regular season, however on the front end might seem like, oh, it's tough. What else you really want is to try and win actual playoff games. You're trying to get to the AFC Championship. You're trying to win the AFC Championship. You're trying to win the Super Bowl, all those things. You better be good, be a very good team and battle tested. And our division should help us do that, but it's going to be stressful. He's done with just making the playoffs. I love that. It's enough. Like, look, we check that box, made the playoffs. Now it's time to do some real winning. And I appreciate Mike McDaniel going in that direction. I appreciate him kind of laying it out there like that. Like, if we just make the playoffs and don't do something that we haven't done in 23 damn years, that's a disappointment.
But what's the alternative? Like him saying making the playoffs is an incredible accomplishment. We should be proud of it. Like I see what you're saying.
Here's the thing, though. The thing is why I was impressed by it is because he said it unprovoked. He wasn't asked, what are the expectations of this team? Right. He wasn't asked, are you guys a playoff or bust team? In that case, I understand what you're saying. What's he supposed to say? He's just being asked about the difficulty of the division, and he's putting it out there that I'm not cool with just making the playoffs. We have done that. That has been checked off the list. So that's why, to me, when he brings it up out of a question, you know, we listen, this guy can talk. We know that. When he just brings it out of this 2-minute answer, I am done just making the playoffs. We've done it. That accomplishment is over. To me, I was like, look who's got his big coaching boy pants on.
Okay. I'm with you. Like, I love that. I want that confidence from him. But let's see. Let's see it then. You know, you have to take that leap. It's to me, it's the Pat Riley effect, right? He comes to South Florida and he's won so much that the only downside to that is expectations. But if you start talking that way, the downside is you're held to those expectations. And again, I want him to talk that way, but like there's still a lot of question marks regarding the biggest part of determining whether they're going to get past that hump of just making the playoffs or not. And I don't know, like maybe pump the brakes a little bit until you're sure Tua's neck muscles are extremely strong. That's all I'm saying.
He's getting reports from jiu-jitsu. He's saying it's all good, dude.
He did say that, right? He did say that today.
He says, I have spy reports that are saying, by the way, can I tell you a story today? This is so embarrassing. So I actually asked my son takes jiu-jitsu. He's 7. So like my son's jiu-jitsu instructor, he teaches the kids class before the adults class. And so I don't know why I found this to be an okay question to ask him. But I said, hey, jiu-jitsu instructor, you guys know all each other. Where's this Tua taking jiu-jitsu? He goes, what? I said, come on. I know you guys know. Because, like, he'll tell me these things like, oh, like, we'll talk, you know, he knows, like, I talk to fighters and things like that. He goes, oh, I know such and such and such and such. Like, that guy taught this guy. this is what he specializes in. I was like, geez, you good jujitsu guys really stick together. So I found it appropriate to like try and grill him to say, hey, where's Tua taking this jujitsu?
So you think they're all in one big WhatsApp group?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like he's on like the like South Florida BJJ. Like it's a Reddit. It's like a Reddit thread. And it's like Tua got his blue belt today, you know?
They're sending each other updates on Tua's jujitsu statuses every single day.
Yeah, he didn't. He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, he's probably taking that like American Top Team, like with, you know, probably a private instructor.
There is a jujitsu gym, I mean, walking distance from my house on Kendall Drive. It's right next to a Dunkin' Donuts. If you want, Tobin, I'll go pick up some Dunkin' tomorrow morning, and then I'll just. Oh, like where am? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sorry. And I'll just walk in periodically from time to time. See if Tua's there.
Is Tua living, Kendall?
I don't think so. But this jiu-jitsu gym looks legit. Like, what I mean by that is it just says jiu-jitsu in big letters. I don't know. I don't know what makes a jiu-jitsu gym look legit or not. But I'll do my due diligence in the Kendall area.
I'm just gonna keep asking people. I'm gonna be like, hey. You got UFC coming to Miami next week. I'm going to like ask Gilbert Burns, hey, where's this Tua at, dude? You got to know. Come on.
Where does Tua live? Do you know?
I don't know. I just always assume everybody lives in Davie. Yeah, I feel like every Dolphin since has just lived in Davie. That's just where they were. I guess now you'd probably want to live. I don't know. Aventura, I guess, is where you would want to live if you were a Dolphin now.
I feel like everybody lives in Broward. By the way, speaking of that, small little detour here. Since we recorded, Crowder told a story on the air that Jalen Ramsey hit him up and asked him, hey, like, where should I live? I'm thinking of Miami Gardens, because he wanted to be so close to the facility. And Crowder had to hit him with a, bro, don't live in Miami Gardens. Like, you want to stay away from Miami Gardens. You know, the Davie area is nice. South Beach is cool. Aventura is cool. Miami Gardens. I told Crowder, I'm like, bro, maybe he'll love the Stadium Diner. You know, like
maybe he will. There's a Sonic. There's a Walmart. It's kind of it.
Yeah, everybody lives near Crowder, like in Davie. They all have these like big mansions in Davie.
Tell Ramsey to go live next to Leroy. You know,
bunch of cowards, by the way. You know, like, hey, you're playing for the Dolphins. Live in Dade. Live in Dade County.
You tell him, dude. I mean, like I could get, like, I got it when the facility was in Broward, but now that it's in Miami Gardens, like, live in Miami Gardens, I guess. I don't know.
Especially if you're Jalen Ramsey. I mean, buy a beachfront property and enjoy what Miami's got to offer. You know, so what? You got to drive 45 minutes on 95, the most dangerous road in South Florida.
That's the thing, dude. You have to, like, because the Dolphins facility is kind of west. Like, you want to live somewhere near the turnpike.
Yeah,
to get right off on that exit to get to it. And, you know, if you have to live east and then go all the way west, that's a pain in the ass. But it's not near the water.
Yeah, but listen, you're in Miami. Buy in, you know, buy in. Enough with the Broward stuff. Buy into Dade.
All right, everybody. That's our Porpoise Pod. We'll talk to you guys next time.